Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, July 2nd, 2017. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. The message today is Water of Life. The New Testament reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 through 17.
I'm going to go right to the New Testament lesson, which is about baptism. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 through 17. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it's been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say you were baptized in my name. I did baptize the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. It is, verse 16. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. Please join me in a word of prayer. God, we thank you for including us in the waters of baptism and calling us into the fellowship of the church, your body. Help us to learn one another, and especially to learn from your word this day. In Jesus Christ, amen. Many of you know I just returned from a week of camp at Westminster Woods. It was such a great time. I love camp. I think I came back with that post-clamp glow. And one of those great things about camp is you always got to be flexible because something changes. And so I got here this morning and realized, oh, I had planned this and that, and then I had hoped that our young people would have all learned this song, River of Life, at camp, and realized when I got home on Saturday, yeah, none of that happened, and it didn't work that way. And so just like at camp where you just keep rolling, I'm going to just keep rolling this morning. There's a couple of our campers here. If you went to camp this last week, raise your hand. Yay! Some of you made it here and are not still in bed. And they didn't want to get up and speak, and that's fine. So I'll get to talk about my experience at camp. The best part of camp for me this week was connecting and reconnecting with old friends and new friends. I was on summer staff back in 1991. That was my first year. That was 26 years ago. My goodness. And there was a young woman who now works in the office there, Cassie Nazarian Carroll. I met her when she was 8. She's the granddaughter of the Nazarians who helped found this camp. I found out that she now is graduated from seminary and is on the road and process of becoming a minister of Word and Sacrament in the Presbyterian Church USA. And then as I was sitting with her and little second and third graders were coming to the midweek camp, somebody recognized me, who I didn't recognize at all, and he said, "Oh, you were my camp counselor." Really? Matt Welty shows up bringing his kid to camps and says, "Yeah, I was in your high school step group, your leadership group, and I remembered him. He looks a bit different, but I remember him." And then there are another dozen or so people I know from other churches I've served or from other camp staff over the years that as I'm walking through to get to registration, I couldn't walk more than 5 steps before it was like, "Oh, wait, hi," and giving a big hug to somebody so much as my daughter got tired of stopping. "Mom, are you going to say hi to somebody else?" It was the same way when we tried to leave camp. She's like, "Can we leave yet?" But Westminster Woods is one of those places of connection and interconnection. And it becomes a living reminder that God is doing many things in many places through many people. It's a reminder that there are lots of congregations worshiping Christ this morning. We are not alone, because God's family is a large one. It's in that spirit of unity in Christ into which we baptize Lena Joy Morris this morning. The Morris family has been here in this neighborhood within blocks of this church for a few years. And Kellen showed up and joined her beautiful voice to the worship band singing at the 9 o'clock service. And then, as their family changed, they moved to Vacaville, and we were sad. But when they wanted a place for Lena to be baptized, they called here and said, "You have been part of our spiritual journey and part of our home." Now, technically, in Presbyterian church polity, you want to be baptizing babies and people into the community where you will go on and nurture them in an ongoing basis. So you want to be baptizing people who are in your geographical area. And so it wasn't a 100% thing when we went to session that we would say yes to this baptism. Because it's the congregation's role, it's a partnership, to say we are going to nurture and encourage and support Lena to help know Christ. But honestly, that's going to be kind of hard for this congregation as they live in Vacaville. You can pray for her, but you won't be seeing her here week after week. But they still longed for Lena to be baptized. And our session and our leadership said, we are still willing to make that promise to her. Not because we understand ourselves as Community Presbyterian Church, but because we understand ourselves as a part of the larger church of all who follow Jesus. And that we know we are about nurturing faith and helping all of God's children to know and follow Christ. Sometimes we do say, "I belong to Community Presbyterian Church," or "I'm a member of the Presbyterian Church USA." But I also remember being in my polity class in seminary, and we talked about baptism, and everybody told a little bit of their baptism story. For example, I was 12, and I was baptized into the United Methodist Church at my confirmation. Somebody else said, "Oh, I was baptized into the Catholic Church," or "I was immersed in the Baptist Church." And I distinctly remember our professor at the end getting rather annoyed with us because she said, "You were not baptized into those churches. You were baptized in Christ." And so we remember that this day. That we, as the larger body of Christ, have now welcomed in one new member into God's family. We remember that unity and that we make this promise to Lena and to all of God's children. And we got to see that at camp, where at camp we nurtured all the children who came to us from different cities, from different congregations, from different presbyteries, to be united in pointing young people towards Christ and to knowing and experiencing God's love. Because it's not our love. We don't get to just keep it for ourselves or own it for ourselves. It is God's love that we are called to receive and to share. And as we do that this morning, we remember our brothers and sisters in Christ in many places, in many congregations, at camp, and it's here as well. Yeah, it's not always easy. Life is not always easy. But Lena Joy, you have a family who's going to hold you when you cry and who's going to love you no matter what. Thanks be to God. It's a privilege that we get to celebrate two sacraments in one worship service, the sacrament of baptism and the sacrament of communion. Again, this is not something that is just a community Presbyterian church ritual. This is a Christian act in which we remember that Jesus gave himself, body and blood, for us and for the world. It is with Christ's invitation, then, that I invite you to come to this table and to be unified in his spirit. Oh, boy. It's just hard. It's just hard, little one. I'm seeing now you stand up and she's ready. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she'll come back when she's ready. Let us pray together. God, we give you all the thanks and all the glory, for you are the one who has blessed us from the beginning in creation. You looked at the world that you created, and you said, "It is good." And then, God, even when we turned away, you kept calling us back to you, pursuing us, sending us your message through teachers and prophets, through kings, through the Psalms, to say, "I am with you and I pursue you to the ends of the earth." In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus to be the clearest vision that we have of you. We thank you for his incarnation, that he came as a baby, small and vulnerable, and lived and grew in this world to feel and know the sufferings and challenges, the tears and the struggles. God, we recognize that he was unjustly condemned, sent to the cross, and died. And we remember that death was not the final word, because 3 days later you raised him from the dead, broke the power of death, and raised him to new life, and in doing so, raise us to new life as well. God, we ask that you would now pour out your Holy Spirit upon us gathered here, this part of Christ's body, and upon these gifts of bread and of cup, that our gathering and these gifts might be the holy meal of communion, sealed in your blood and blessed by your spirit. God, we offer ourselves and join as one body with Christ as our head. In Christ, through Christ, with Christ we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.